So good to have Jesus in the house. Hallelujah. He's already writing names down. Hallelujah. He's got his pen out today. Amen. Praise God. We'll put out the drum at the end of the service so you can be blessed in your giving, but I feel like I need to go right into the word of the Lord. Amen. I think you can have a move of God and take up offering. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Got your Bibles, John, the third chapter. I want to preach for a little while about what's going on today. Amen. Thank the Lord. God has been good to this church. Amen. But this church has a lot of work to do. Amen. There's so many people in our city and our county and surrounding cities that need what we have. Amen. We're not just going through the motions. This ain't something we learned how to do. Amen. This is something that's biblical. Amen. It'll work if you've never had it. It'll work if you had it before and lost it. It'll work if you got it and you need a renewing. It just keeps on working. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like to get the Holy Ghost, they say, all over again. Amen. Every day I want to stir up the gift that's in me. Praise the Lord. John 3:1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, that means surely, surely. It really means amen, amen, if you get down to the original language. He said, I say unto thee, except a man be born again. Everybody say born again. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Surely, surely. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water. Everybody say water. And of the Spirit. Everybody say the Spirit. That's capital S, Spirit. That's Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, whatever you want to call it. Amen. Except a man is born of water and of the capital S, Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Everybody say, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Praise God. I want to preach, teach, whatever you want to call it for a little while from this title. Born again. Everybody say born again. Set your Bibles down. Lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your voices to the Lord. Come on, let's cry out to Him for just a few moments here. Come on, lift up your voice. Hallelujah. Nobody ever got a miracle with their mouth shut, quiet, unwilling to cry out. Come on. Come on, pour your heart out to Him for a moment. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, God, for never giving up on us, God. Thank you for working on us. Thank you for helping us, God. Hallelujah. For being an ever-present help in the time of trouble, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I'm going to get right into this as quickly as the Lord will allow me to. I'm going to preach for a little while about being born again. That's what's going on here today. That's the reason we're here. That's why we act like we act. That's why we do what we do. We've been born again. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for something real. Amen. Jesus makes a declaration in the third verse that a man cannot see the kingdom of God without being born again. Amen. You get to the fifth verse, and Jesus makes another declaration. Amen. You cannot enter into the kingdom of God without being born again. Praise God. He said you're not going to see it, and you're not going to enter in unless you are born again. Amen. And so if born again is where Jesus separates those that are going to heaven from the ones that ain't, and if born again is the subject or the litmus test for who's going to be separated from God for eternity and those who are going to get to spend eternity with God. Amen. I think it would be important for the church to understand what it means to be born again. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not talking about the way man describes being born again. I'm talking about how the Bible describes being born again. There's a big difference between what a preacher downtown will tell you and what the apostles told us. Amen. I want to be born again according to the Word of God. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So when you study the Bible, you've got to get rid of your opinions. You've got to get rid of what you think it ought to be, and how you would like for it to be, how you want it to be. And you got to say, Lord, I want it like you designed it to be. Amen. I don't want a fake born again experience. I don't want a watered down one. I don't want a halfway. But I want the real born again experience that was preached about in the New Testament church. Hallelujah. I'm hungry for more. I'm hungry for this whole city and county and state to get the Holy Ghost, to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. I want them to get the real. I don't want them cheated. I don't want them left behind. Come on, I got a burden on my spirit today. Amen. I want to help people. Hallelujah. Amen. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. I tell you, the natural man will struggle with this born again experience. Amen. But if you will pray, God will show you his word. If you are hungry, God will show you what his word really says. Amen. And if you really don't want to do it, God will let you get confused where you can't see it. You got to make up your mind. Am I going to look at this through natural eyes and end up going to hell? Or am I going to humble myself before God and say, I don't know what to do, God. I need you. I need you to open my understanding. I need you to show me. I want to tell you, when you get humble, revelation will start coming. When you get humble, when you say, I need you, God, I'm poor, I'm needy, I need your help, you're going to find help start coming. Things you never understood before will start making sense when you humble yourself. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. Hallelujah. I want to look at this through spiritual eyes. Praise God. When you look at this through spiritual eyes, you'll see what God's talking about in his word when he says you must be born again. Amen. Somebody told me something that the Pope said recently, so I had to go Google and see. I didn't believe he was that dumb, but I guess he is. But he said all religions are a pathway to God. I thought, what a spiritual clown. I'm going to say it like God told me to say it. There ain't one religion that is a pathway to God. Religion is not the pathway to God. The pathway is the Word of God. And you better make sure your religion loves the Word of God. You better make sure your walk with God loves the Word of God. And if you do, you're on the pathway then. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So I got a burden today. We got to get into his word. And we got to study. And we got to let God reveal things to us. Amen. It takes a prayer life, but you got to open your Bible and you got to study it too. Amen. If God were to quote a scripture to somebody who had never read a scripture, you'd think, what on earth was that? Amen. But I like it when I've read the word and I'm deep in prayer and I hear a little voice behind me saying, I'm an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Walk this way. Hallelujah. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. I love it when prayer and the word are meshed together and they become my life. They become my guiding compass. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel like preaching to the house today. Amen. I love the word of God. And if the word of God says you got to be born again, I'm not going to preach a watered down gospel that says you can just repeat after me, shake my hand, pay your tithes, and you're going to be saved. That's a bunch of hogwash. Amen. If the word says you got to be born again, I need to be preaching it. You need to be preaching it. You need to be teaching it. I need to be teaching it. Hey, what? People are dying in this city every day. They're performing funerals right across the road in a cemetery. Every day I thought, my Lord, we have got to preach the gospel to every creature. If they don't want it, we did our part. But I hate for them to go to hell not knowing that they... I don't want to sit down and be lazy. I want to get up. If it's a prison house, if it's a nursing home, if it's on the street, if it's at work, I want to tell everybody, ye must be born again. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Can I? Are you going to help me for a minute? When you get honest with God and you say, show me, reveal things to me, God begins to show you. Amen. You're going to have to learn how to get rid of the what ifs. The word of God won't do you no good if all you can think about is, well, what if my grandma didn't know about this? What about all them Indian tribes that never had a Bible? What if my cousin didn't pray through? What if he wasn't born again and he's gone on? Let me tell you something. When you get into the Word of God, you got to get rid of all the what ifs. And you got to get the attitude. Everybody that's gone on before me is in the hands of a just God. But thank you, Lord, that you are opening up my understanding. Thank you, Lord, you are revealing to me what it takes to be saved. Amen. This is why some people reject the gospel, because they begin to think about who did not receive the gospel. Don't go to hell because somebody else rejected the gospel. You ought to take it and get a hold of it and say, if nobody else does it, I'm going to do it. Amen. I can't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say, get rid of the what ifs. So Jesus said, without being born again, you will not see or enter the kingdom of God. Born again means born anew, but it means born anew from on high. It's a different kind of birth. Amen. Some people think just because they were born, they're a child of God. Well, let me break it to you with love. Just because you were born don't mean you're a child of God. Because Jesus would have never had to say, you need to be born again, if being born the first time was all you needed to do. Well, God loves me. He knows who I am. He knows my DNA. He knows I'm a wreck. But I'm still a child of God. And nobody's going to pluck me out of his hands. First of all, you got to get in his hands.
I'm trying to preach about you'll never see his hand. You'll never enter until you're born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Amen. Praise God. That means you were born with a sin nature, which means your first birth. Amen. I know your mama told you you were perfect, but now you got a pastor that's here to tell you the truth. Amen. We were all born in sin. Amen. We all need a new birth. Amen. We all need God to come along and help us. What is the Holy Ghost? Why do you need it? First of all, God said you got to have it. But second of all, he said you shall receive power. You shall receive power. Amen. That's why you couldn't stand up, Sean. I'm assuming you don't have polio or anything like that. But when the Holy Ghost comes up on you, you're going to know something got a hold of you. They said, I went to a meeting one night and my heart wasn't right, but something got a hold of me. Man, something's got to get a hold of you. You'll never get out of sin unless something gets a hold of you. Amen. Paul said, I want to do right, but there's just something in me that when I tried to do right, I did wrong. I wanted to go to church, but I ended up at the circus. I wanted to go to prayer meeting, but I ended up at McDonald's. He said, I wanted to do right, but I find a law in me that just messes me up. What are you talking about, Paul? I'm talking about my flesh. I'm talking about my sin nature I was born in. But thank the Lord, it didn't end right there. He said, for the law of the Spirit hath made me free from the law of sin. Amen. What I couldn't used to help, what I used to couldn't quit, what I used to couldn't stop doing, when I got the Holy Ghost. When I got the Holy Ghost, I got the power to say no. Don't tell me you can't say no to sin. Amen. This Bible is right. Well, I just can't quit. I can't stop looking at, oh yeah, if you want to, you can. Amen. If you got the Holy Ghost, you can. He said, I'll make a way of escape. What are you talking about? God said, when you're tempted, I'll make a back door. You can get out. But you gotta want to get out. You gotta want to be free. You gotta want to. Come on, let's love Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You gotta want to. Everybody say, you gotta want to. Amen. This born again means from above. It means this is a spiritual thing that happens. Some people call it the new birth, and Jesus would describe it like this in two parts. A birth of water. Everybody say water. And a birth of spirit. Birth of water is simply a baptism. Amen. The forerunner of Jesus Christ was John the Baptizer. Hallelujah. The man that Jesus gave the keys of the kingdom to, Simon Peter, he preached Jesus' name baptism for the remission of your sins. He preached it to the Jews on the day of Pentecost. Philip preached it to the Samaritans in Acts the 8th chapter. Simon Peter preached it again to the Gentiles in Acts the 10th chapter. Paul preached it to the disciples of John in the 19th chapter. Paul wrote about it to the Roman church. He said, we're buried with him by baptism. Mark wrote that if you ain't baptized and believing, you ain't going to be saved. Let me tell you, baptism is a very crucial part of the new birth experience. If you have not been baptized in Jesus' name, you're not born again. Amen. There's a part of it that's got to happen to you. Amen. Thank God for the day your eyes were open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everywhere that anybody was baptized in this Bible, they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Does it matter how you're baptized? Oh, yes. It matters how you baptize. Hallelujah. You can't get baptized in the name of Mickey Mouse. Or you'll be lost with the rest of the Disney characters. It matters how you're baptized. Some people get confused. Well, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. Everybody say the name. Of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, Jesus was not telling people, when you get somebody down in the baptistry water, I want you to call out three prepositional phrases over them. Of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. But what he said is, I want you to baptize them in the name. Singular name. Singular name of the Father. Singular name of the Son. Singular name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What was he telling them to do? I want you to get baptized in the name. What is the name? John 5:43, Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name. What is the name of the Father? Matthew 1:21, the angel said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. What is the name of the Son? Jesus said in John 14, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. What is the name connected to the Holy Ghost? Jesus. There's only one name. The Bible said neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Come on, shout the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. I got a question for you. Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Somebody said, I don't remember what they said. I thought you better figure it out before God comes back looking for you. Amen. If you don't know how you were baptized, you need to be rebaptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible would say, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. Talking about in Jesus, which is the head of all principality and power. You don't have to figure out who to pray to. You don't have to figure out who's on duty, first shift and second shift or third shift. I wonder if it's the Holy Ghost that's working tonight. Is it the Father that's here? Is it the Son? Maybe he's on vacation. I don't. The Bible said you are complete in him who is the head of all principality. For in him, talking about in Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Meaning, if it's deity, he was it. I don't care if it's Redeemer, Bread of Life, Vine, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Comforter, Alpha, Omega, Beginning, Ending, which was. Which is the God. One of the reasons we don't call all the titles out when we baptize people is because you'd be in the water all day long. You'd look like a prune by the time we got to the end of all the titles of who God really is. Amen. But when you say Jesus, the Bible said it's all in him. It's all in him. It's all in him. Hallelujah. Somebody say, well, how does this work? How
I've never heard anything quite like this. Let me tell you, it's super, super simple. 1 Timothy 3:16 explains without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Does it get any more simple than a God who the Bible said is a spirit was manifest in the flesh? And he walked among us. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. And it dwelt among us. And we beheld him. We looked at him. This is how it works. That's how you use the name Jesus. That's why you use the name Jesus. Because there's nothing else. Well, I'm just going to stick with my 28:19. Well, I'm with it too. Keep on reading 28:19. He said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. If you think there's three, there's only one got the power. Hey, it just ain't going to work any other way. There's one. John said, I saw one sitting on the throne. Well, I thought there'd be one big throne and two little ones. No, there's one sitting upon a throne. Well, I'm kind of Old Testament. I like to use Jehovah. I mean, let me tell you what Jehovah is. Jehovah is an English attempt, amen, to put vowels to the tetragrammaton of YHWH, what the Hebrew people would call Yahweh. Amen. They didn't even know how to pronounce it. It was so sacred they wouldn't even pronounce the name of God. It was so sacred that they forgot how to pronounce it. They would use other names instead of saying Yahweh. And so the English people, you know how smart we are. We Englishized Yahweh or whatever, however it was pronounced, to Yehovah. And of course, we call it Jehovah because that's how we say stuff. Amen. But you know what the word Jesus means? Jehovah has become my Savior. Amen. Jesus, you're my Savior. Hallelujah. Everybody say it's all in Him. It's all in Him. The fullness of the Godhead, it's all in Him. So why do you have to be baptized in Jesus' name? Well, good question. The man with the key said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is why. It's for the remission of sins. Everybody say remission of sins. If it wasn't a big deal, it wouldn't be a big deal. I'd much rather be eating catfish right now or something. If there wasn't none of it mattered, blah, blah, blah. If it was just fluid, you know, like the Pope thinks it is, you can slide into heaven your way and I can go in my way. And we'd just come in, eat donuts, drink orange juice, and I'd beg you for an offering so I could buy some more corn for all the deer. And then I'd go do my deal and you'd go do your deal. And we'd all meet in heaven. And they'd say, how'd you get here? Well, how'd you get here? Let me tell you, if I see you there, I won't have to ask how you got there. I'll know how you got there. My Bible said the wages of sin is, everybody say death. The payday for sin is death. Amen. When it finally comes around, the wheels of God's judgment turn very slowly. Amen. Matter of fact, it makes people keep doing wrong because judgment don't happen fast enough. But that's just God's mercy, and don't fight against it because you're under the same thing. But when payday finally comes around, it's going to be death. Unless somebody else paid for your sins. So this is why Jesus' name baptism, I don't know how, you know, how they sprinkle and shoot them with fire hoses. And I've seen them slide down slides and pile drive people in the, I've seen it all, I think. But Jesus' name baptism is for the remission. Remission comes from the root word remit, which means the cancellation of a debt.
It's like you ran up a credit card and somebody said, here, give me that thing. I'm going to call that 1-800 number on the back and I'm going to pay for it for you. When you get down in this water and me or whoever says, in obedience to the word of God, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you're in agreement with what is said. And you lean back and you go under that water. When you come up, everything you've ever done is paid for. You're talking about freedom. You're talking about thank you, Jesus. You're talking about a new birth, a new man, a new life. We got to be baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. So birth of water is a must. But that's not all there is, because he said you got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. There's got to be a birth of the Spirit also. Hallelujah. Amen. I've had people tell me, why do you think it takes all that? Have you not read, you know, whatever? Praise God. I read it all about 20 times probably. Amen. I keep coming back to the same thing. God's word said it. He said, if you're not born again. The guy tell me, well, I'm born again. I said, really? How do you know you're born again? He said, my preacher told me I was born again. I said, you need a new preacher. Nobody have to tell you when God gets a hold of you. You're going to say, I feel something I never felt before. It's got to happen. The birth of the Spirit happened for the first time on the day of Pentecost. It was Jews that was there. Amen. A few chapters later, the Samaritans get the Holy Ghost. A couple chapters later, the Gentiles get the Holy Ghost. Let me give you a real quick Bible study for 10 seconds. In the Bible days, you were either a Jew or you were a Gentile, which means non-Jew, or you were mixed, meaning you were Samaritan. So there was three kinds of people on the planet. Well, I don't know if God can touch my kind. Yeah, he won't like that. But he wants to. In the New Testament church, it didn't matter if you were a Jew or a Gentile or a Samaritan. You got the Holy Ghost. If you were a Jew, you were a Samaritan, you were a Gentile, you got baptized in Jesus' name. Matter of fact, you weren't a part of the church until you were. You don't join the church. You're born into the church. Hey man, I can't keep people from getting in it if I wanted them to. If God sees fit, the Bible said he sets the members. He fills people with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm trying to hurry. I got just a few more minutes and I'm done. Praise God. Everybody say it's the Holy Ghost. In the Bible, there wasn't a bunch of churches. There wasn't a bunch of different denominations. If you were a part of the church, you were born again. You got the Holy Ghost, and you got baptized in Jesus' name. You didn't have a Catholic church and a Protestant church and a Mormon church. Eastern Orthodox. All that is men splitting later on. Let me tell you about men. If you allow men to change what this Bible says, you're a follower of man and not of God. If a man can take the word of God and tell you don't have to do that anymore, trying to be nice. I'm really thinking hard of really sweet words to say right now. You're confused if you do that. Amen. You know what you need? Amen. You need to walk with God. And you need a pastor that's got to walk with God. And when you begin to pray and he prays and there's a connection. Amen. When you're praying and your spirit's connecting to what's preached. But if you have to sit there, well, I don't, does it really say that? I don't know if I've ever read. I feel like, well, praise God. You're either a self-pastor or confused, one or the other. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I'm so thankful today that I had a pastor that didn't change the way he thought, that kept preaching the same gospel. Praise God. God said, I'll give you a man, and he'll be more valuable than the gold of Ophir. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, my pastor's worth more than gold to me. Amen, because one of these days, what he taught me is going to let me walk down a street of gold on a mansion. I feel Jesus helping. Hallelujah. Amen. But you got to be born again. You got to be. I don't want this church to think this is just the way we like it best. Or this is our flavor of Christianity. We're not a flavor. Unless original is a flavor. Maybe it is. We're not the new Johnny on the block. We're not Protestants. We're 1,600 years ahead of Protestants. We were getting the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. We're not protesting against anybody. We're loving Jesus and preaching the same gospel the apostles preached. We're not a split from anybody else. We're not a spinoff. We're the original. We're preaching the original gospel. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you've ever received the Holy Ghost, lift your hands and let's thank him. Hallelujah. I'm almost through, but I've got about 5 more minutes and I'll give it back to you tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. How do you know you got the Holy Ghost? Well, somebody tell me. Well, that ain't good enough for me. Well, how do you know you got the Holy Ghost? Because I felt something blowing through my hair. Well, that ain't good enough for me. How do you know you got the Holy Ghost? Well, I felt a goosebump. Well, that ain't good enough for me. Jesus told us how you know when you get the Holy Ghost. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. This is modern English. The wind blows wherever it wants. You hear the sound that it makes, but you don't know where it came from and where it's going. So is everyone. Everybody say everyone. Well, I don't know if that talk in tongues is for everyone. Well, the Bible says, if you get the Holy Ghost, you're going to. Everyone who is born of the Spirit. What's it saying? Everyone that's born again is going to have a sound. I'm not beating people up. If you ain't ever spoken tongues, today would be a great day to start. Amen. I'm just preaching. I don't want you to quit and think you ain't got to have it and end up in the judgment saying, I didn't know that. You're going to know that if you come to church here. Amen. So Jesus is saying, when someone is born again, there's going to be a sound. The original manuscript used the word phoné, where we get the word phonics from, which is the building blocks of a language. Let me tell you, when you get the Holy Ghost, If you normally speak English, you won't be able to speak English for a little while. You'll be off oh, something. But you'll think, what on earth? Praise you. Ain't it beautiful? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I was standing there by Sister Lindsay when she got the Holy Ghost. Sweet little girl that was hungry for God. And when she was crying and hollering out to God, she was saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I was like, I, something. And she goes. Just like Sean did a while ago. They used to sing a song, it's real, it's real. Well, how do you know it's real? Because it happened to me. I didn't believe it till it happened to me. But when I got it, I got it. Hallelujah. It wasn't just like something new that happened. Jesus said it was going to happen, but Isaiah had already prophesied that our rest would come with stammering lips and another tongue. Amen. Well, do you think I got to do it? Well, just when the Jews got the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues. And when the Jews go to Cornelius' house, a Gentile, when they get the Holy Ghost, they speak in tongues. Then when Paul runs over to John's disciples, lays his hand on them, they spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came. I want to tell you, when people in this Bible got the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues. Now, do you want to take a chance on a fake Holy Ghost where there's no spirit given the utterance? You can have that one. I don't want it. I want the real Holy Ghost. Hey, man, it'll... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what was the common denominator? You can stand together with me. Amen. A miracle's happened. I got to the last page. The common denominator. When you read this Bible and everybody gets the Holy Ghost, they begin to speak with other tongues. Is that just random? No, it ain't random, because Jesus said it was going to happen. Isaiah prophesied it was going to happen. Amen. If he said it was going to happen and it happened, surely we can connect two dots. Praise God. Y'all look at me for a second. Praise God. Y'all are popular over there. Thank you, Jesus. Common denominator for everybody in the Bible that was born again of water and the Spirit. They were all baptized in Jesus' name. Not Mickey Mouse's, or not all the titles of Jesus, or part of them, or some of them. But in his name. And they all got the Holy Ghost. And they all spoke in tongues. I got a question for you today. Don't it feel good to be born again? Hallelujah. Anybody? In this house. Why don't we all come run down here real fast for like 90 seconds. Amen. We're just going to thank God for the truth today. We're going to thank God. Amen. That he's opened our understanding, opened our eyes where we could see this wonderful truth. Maybe you're struggling to get a breakthrough. You feel like you can't touch God. Amen. Truth will help you break through. Amen. Just thanking God for who you are and what God's done in your life. Be a great time to, amen, feel that wonderful Holy Ghost power again. I feel it every day. I pray until I break through every day. Amen. I want to make sure when the Lord comes looking for me, I'm a born again, free from sin, Holy Ghost filled, saint of God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just Come on, there's plenty of room for everybody. If y'all want, anybody wants to come down here. This be, if you never spoke in tongues, just believe. First of all, you got to believe it's real. Amen. Do you believe? Everybody believe the Bible? Lift your hands if you believe the Bible. Everybody believe the Bible? The Bible said it's real. The Bible said it's going to happen. The Bible said it's going to be the sign. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray together. They're going to sing. Whatever you feel like doing, shouting, stomping the devil, crying. Come on, let's have a Holy Ghost tongue-talking time for a little while. Hallelujah. Let's make a liar out of the devil. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, praise
Him. You should have been there when I